Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we spoke of the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah had allowed him to occasionally experience, and that was the ability to hear and listen to the experiences of the people in the grave. And at times Allah gave him the ability to communicate and to speak to the people of the grave and gave them the ability to hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most, or one of the very famous miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he experienced while he was even a child was the splitting of the chest. The splitting of the chest took place before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a Nabi, when he was a young boy, when he was a toddler, and also before ascending to the heavens and going on the journey of Mi'raj. According to some narrations, the splitting of the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place on 4 separate occasions. And this was indeed a miracle. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains on the occasion of Mi'raj how his heart was removed from his body. Now medically, scientifically, that is something that is impossible. Hence it was a miracle that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed before meeting his Allah. His heart was removed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it was placed in a platter or in a dish. That platter or the dish had the water of Zamzam in it. It was thoroughly washed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah then filled or allowed his heart to be filled with wisdom and to be filled with iman. And then it was replaced within his body. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba explained that the cut or the signs of the splitting of the chest were always visible on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find a person goes for a bypass or an operation, and you find that years later that scar still remains there from the operation. Similarly, sahaba says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a permanent scar on his chest, which was proof of the fact that indeed the splitting of the chest did take place. May Allah Ta'ala grant us.